welcome back to Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. This week, I'm venturing back in time to the ancient Egyptians as we try a brand new VR experience in Stratford. Plus, we're making mummies. Spooky, huh? Plus, there's even some Europa Park-inspired Halloween makeup tutorials too. My name's Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts with a fun kids presenter doing something awesome. And this week, I'm off to Egypt. Well, kind of. It's actually Stratford in London, in the Westfield Shopping Centre, but I'm putting on a VR headset and I'm going to step back in time to ancient Egypt. So the first thing you do when you walk into this amazing VR experience is you pop on a VR headset and a backpack. They're connected to each other and they explain what you have to do, where to look, how to turn up the volume, where to walk, where to not walk, and it's all super simple, don't you worry about that. At first it felt a bit discombobulating, but actually I got used to it very, very quickly indeed, and soon we were off. The virtual world, I guess, kind of exploded in front of us and we were immediately transported to ancient Egypt.
Okay, so we're in a tent in Giza. Oh, just turning around and I think I can see a road with lots of coaches. Okay, let's go to some pyramids. Okay, we're walking in the blue zones. And it looks like the road is really rocky, but it's not. I'm actually just walking, I guess, on proper solid ground.
But you're not coming.
In the VR, it looks like I'm walking on a carpet.
My name's Carl, and I am the venue director for IMEX Entertainment. So, obviously, the first location based in London, and hopefully more to come in the future. So, really, what we wanted to kind of encapsulate in the expedition was being able to do something that, you know, you would never really be able to do or kind of make possible in real life. I think for us, we really want to be the helm of transporting people to a different time in history or transporting you to a different place in the world that you may never be able to visit. Now, for us, we always knew that the pyramids today are accessible for everyone. However, you can't really go inside the pyramids. So the core goal for us was to be able to take people through that journey and transport them back to a time where, you know, not many people know who Khufu was, who King Khufu was. Like, everyone knows your very typical characters like Cleopatra and Tutankhamun. But obviously, you've got one of the original wonders of the world that still sits there today. It's the actually only standing one that we have available in the world. And not many people know the history of it. So it's really, really a great opportunity for us to be able to take kids and families and adults through that journey of who King Khufu was and, you know, really show them what that era of time was like. The structures of the pyramids, being able to kind of, you know, look down at the actual initial structure, as you said, as you're blown up into a godlike figure. We wanted to take people on the famous royal barge solar boat and be able to take people down to the funeral of King Khufu. And obviously, we wanted to add kind of fun elements in there as well for the kids, where they could see Basset, the ancient goddess, and, you know, as a in her cat form. So she would be one of your guides and really take you through all the different kind of like nooks and crannies of the pyramid, the structure, and also sprinkle in a little bit of history in there as well. So ultimately, it's making the inaccessible accessible for everyone.
This feels so weird. I know we're not moving, but it feels like we are.
All right, here we are.
Oh, God, what? Oh, my God. I was going to fall off a pyramid. What is happening here? Do we have to go through the camp tunnel? What?
So halfway through the experience, there's a little bit where we're in the middle of this virtual reality pyramid, and we have to get further and further into the centre, which means we somehow have to get on our hands and knees and crawl through a tunnel. Of course, in real life, the tunnel isn't there. We're in a normal room in the middle of Stratford, but in the virtual reality world, you do feel like the tunnel is right in front of you, and you do get down on your hands and knees. It's pretty impressive.
I mean, okay, sure, fine. I mean, I'm bending down, but I'm pretty sure it's okay to not... What is happening? Oh, God. Okay, it's fine, okay. It looked like I had to bend down, but I don't think I did, but it felt like I should. dread to think what I look like from the outside.
Everyone does it. You pretty much, I think I've only seen one person so far that kind of just ducked down instead of actually crawled. But whenever we see you guys crawling, it is very comical for us to watch it. And obviously because it's an immersive experience, we have to be as quiet as possible. Yeah. So, but we are in the back giggling slightly at people doing some really, really interesting stuff. You know, people walking very precariously through in case they fall through the stones, and you might hear the occasional squeak or scream from someone being like, ah, I'm going to fall through. It's just, it's very funny.
And it's also just magic. Like, it is absolutely magical because you feel like you're flying through the air. You feel like you're floating on the boat.
Yeah.
And also, you've really thought through everything because you can look around you and everything is all around you. You can see the stones. There's no bit of it where you're like, oh, I can see the real life bit. It's like, this is incredible.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's all 3D, real-time 3D graphics that we use. And obviously, we use the most advanced tracking system for the headset. Now, the whole goal was so that you could be fully immersed in the experience so that you could put this headset on and you are escaping from the real world, and you could look around and see everything around you in a 360 viewpoint, and you know, really feel like you're there. That's what we wanted to do. You know, we've even had people kind of come out of the experience going, I can't believe I was just there. Almost felt like I was there. And people comment on the reflections in the water, and you know, at the point where obviously people are flying, I think gets most people.
Oh my goodness, incredible.
That is probably the coolest part of the actual experience, is when you're standing on those levitating platforms and you can see everything all around the pyramid, and then that bit where you're flying around inside the pyramid is so cool. So I think for us it is, it's fantasy, and it kind of meets, you know, history as well, which is beautiful.
That is absolutely a winner. Well, Carl, thank you so much for telling us all about it. And I had the best time, and I just still feel like I'm in it, to be honest.
You'll probably be dreaming about it tonight.
I think I will.
Yes, you'll be flying somewhere off in Egypt. So,
hopefully,
yeah.
Fingers crossed. Yes. But thank you so much.
You're welcome. Cheers, pleasure having you guys.
To find out more, just search Horizon of Khufu. That is spelled K-H-U-F-U. Or check out the Fun Kids website right now. Now, I know we can't climb the Pyramid of Giza at home, and I'm aware that attempting to recreate the experience in your living room, well, it wouldn't quite cut it, but perhaps we could try something else. Maybe something to do with mummies.
Welcome to our spooky Egyptian mummy craft workshop. Today, we're going to travel back in time and create our very own mummies, just like the ancient Egyptians did. Let's get started. First, gather your materials, rolls of toilet paper, googly eyes, glue, scissors and markers. You'll also need a doll or something to wrap up. You could use anything, including a teddy bear. Now, are you all set? Let's move on to the first step. Take a roll of toilet paper and carefully unwind it. Be gentle, just like how the ancient Egyptians preserved their pharaohs. Now, start wrapping the toilet paper around your item, leaving a space for the eyes. Keep wrapping and wrapping until your mummy is nicely covered, and don't forget to tuck the loose ends in. On to step two. Once your mummy is wrapped, it's time to give them spooky eyes. Take your googly eyes and glue them onto the space you left uncovered. Look at that! Our mummy is starting to come to life! For step three, grab your markers. Let's draw some ancient Egyptian symbols and designs on your mummy. Egyptians loved beautiful patterns, so you can draw zigzags, hieroglyphics, or even a scarab beetle. Symbols of good luck and protection. We're almost there, crafters. We've got one more step. To make our mummy even spookier, you can crinkle the toilet paper a bit and create some texture. This will make it look like our mummy has been resting peacefully in a tomb for centuries. And there you have it, your very own spooky Egyptian mummy. Great job, everyone. I hope you had a fantastic time crafting with me today. Remember, you can make as many mummies as you want and create your very own mummy army. Have a spooktacular time and see you next time for more crafty adventures.
But wait, that's not all. At Europa Park Theme Park, Halloween is a super eerie and exciting time. There are so many pumpkins, straw bales, and autumn decorations that it feels like a Halloween playground. When the sun goes down, be ready for vampires, goblins, and other creepy creatures to come out and play. And of course, you can join Ed's Halloween parade, where as the night gets darker, the Knacked Crab and his hair-raising friends will join the parade. Witches, ghost pirates, and a huge spider will give you the shivers as they march. And it won't just be the roller coasters that will send chills down your spine. Eek! Europa Park challenged me to create one of their Halloween looks, a pumpkin. You can check out all of the looks, including a scary clown, skeleton, and a monster, on the Fun Kids website. Head to Europa Park for limitless spooky fun this Halloween. Remember, there's loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to at any time. If you want more suggestions, just scroll back into your podcast app and pick an episode you like. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. It was produced and edited by Adam Stoner. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, "Play Fun Kids" every weekday from 4 p.m. See you soon.